Welcome to Inside Tennessee on Conservative News Media. I'm your host, Dave Van Sana. Welcome to Inside Tennessee on Conservative Nation Media. I'm your host, Dave Vance. This is a test, and a test only. Wow. Not working at all. Okay. Let's see. That's maxed. Okay. All right. Hold on just a second. Jesse, give me a call. This thing is worse now. Tell him I said to call. He'll know what I'm talking about. Hey, Art, how you doing?
Hey, I'm sorry, I just got your email a little bit late here, so.
No, you're fine. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Wow, okay, so I'm not breaking up.
No, you're crystal clear.
Okay, this is really strange. The other night when I did the show, I kept breaking up. People couldn't hear me. I could hear them fine. And just a few minutes ago, I was having problems. Couldn't even hear. I did the test on Skype, and then it was clear. And then when I hooked this thing up, it wasn't going good at all. Here, I got another call. I told my son to call me just in case. I'll get rid of him. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me, Jess?
Yeah.
Hear me clear? Am I breaking up any?
No.
Who's that
other
person? What about now? That's Art Smith, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right, hey, thanks, bud. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right. Well, I got John here. We got a few minutes. I don't know. This is crazy. But I do know that, for instance, and I'm going to have to talk to somebody, there's an on-air clock, and it tells you how much time you have till your show starts. And it's not in sync because it tells me I have X amount of time left, or the clock shows X amount of time, and then a voice comes over and says you have, for instance, 2 minutes. Well, when it said 2 minutes, it only showed like a minute something on the clock. Really strange. Are you there?
That one for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe somebody's on Greenwich Mean Time and somebody else is using an atomic clock somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I went and bought another mic. Actually, this is the old mic because I couldn't get the new mic to work at all. I take that stupid thing back tomorrow. It's Bluetooth wireless is what I bought, and it said it worked for computers, but I don't know if there's something I need. I don't know if I have to download a program for it or something. I shouldn't have to.
As long as your computer's Bluetooth capable, it should be plug and play. Now, there
well,
are
it's
updates
Bluetooth
to download for your drivers, but.
Okay, so I would have to use the Bluetooth driver to make that thing work.
Yeah, but it should automatically recognize it. I mean, my computer's Bluetooth capable, so
right.
It's going to recognize the Bluetooth device just immediately, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know,
okay.
And there are drivers that go with the different operating systems. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, this is strange because if you're hearing me good and I'm hearing you crystal clear and you're hearing me good and there were problems the other night, I want to move this thing around a little bit and see if I can find a short. So I'm just going to kind of babble here and just let me know if
no
my
problem.
Babbling starts breaking up. I'm moving these things around because I noticed that the plug, you know, where you plug it in, felt a little loose. So I thought, okay, maybe there's a short there. But I'm wiggling
well,
the crap
you,
out of these
sound
things.
Trick we used to use, and you probably use the same thing in the Army, I would think, for comms. is just take an eraser.
Yeah, and clean out the, yeah.
Yeah, just coat the mail.
Right.
You plug it in.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
a lot
we've
of
done
times if you have if you have humidity issues,
uh-huh,
then that remedies that, so.
You know, I didn't think about that, but the room I do this in does get pretty warm because, I mean, we have air, of course, but the overhead fan doesn't work, and I didn't have a fan on. I've just been kind of sweating it out lately. But this room where I'm at now is cool. You know, I wonder if that was part of the problem.
Humidity will give you a lot of static and, you know, disconnect sometimes. So
yeah, because people were saying that I was breaking up every, you know, just they couldn't hardly understand me. And I've never had it that bad. I mean, there's problems with blog talk in general, you know, but this was since I wasn't having problems hearing them, it, you know, my thought was, well, it's on my end. And so that's what I was checking out. Well, how's everything going? How's the kids? Wife
well,
and kids?
Well, yeah, our daughter left us. I don't know if I told you that.
Huh?
Or not. Our daughter left us and ran away to Chicago for the summer.
Oh, yeah, but that was planned, though, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. You know, our son left us and decided to go work and only come home on an intermittent basis. So we're almost empty nesters for all intents and purposes. So.
And how are you with that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of... When you spend all those years focusing on your kids, you know, you kind of look around and say, "Huh, what?" So
yeah, of course, I've got two of my three here, and my son will be here. I pick him up the night of the 20th, and he'll be with us for a couple of weeks.
Well, he's just on leave, not changing duty stations, I assume.
No, not at this point. However, he got in there and I told him, I said, look, you're going to go in, you need to get you a job. You need to figure out. Well, he didn't listen to me, so he didn't have, per se, a job. I've got him just about out of time on this episode. No, I got a few minutes. So they don't do much in San Diego, at least not on Coronado, at least not the unit he's with, all right? And which is both good and bad. It's good because, it's good because, you know, not having a designated job, he's working towards a bosun mate or something. Here, let me check this. I had Sharon call, too. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Okay, now here's the big question. Can you hear me?
Clear. I can hear you fine. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, then it wasn't the headset because I'm still using the same old one. So maybe it was just a one-time thing or something.
Is it possible that the whatever the connection is that goes into your sound system has some kind of a short in it?
Well,
I mean,
it would have to be...
I don't know how your headset, if it does it plug into something.
Yeah, it's like a USB plugs into the side.
Yeah, right.
That's what I've been sitting here wiggling it. I've been talking... Art Smith is on the line as well. He's from Paris. I've been sitting here talking to him and wiggling it and doing it right now, and I guess I'm still coming across crystal clear, huh?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's like
Yeah, so, and I hear you fine as well. Of course, I heard them fine the other night. All right, well, I don't know. I do know there's a little synchronization issue on the screen, but that doesn't seem to be the problem since everybody can hear me. Maybe it was just a fluke. I don't know. But I'll take the other one I got back, and I'll just...
Save some money.
I don't know. So I don't know. I've tested all I know to test. But,
well, I hate that. I mean, because it's disconcerting to not know what was causing it, so that way you can be prepared if it happens again. But
yeah,
all you can do is
yeah.
what you can do.
Yeah. But well, the numbers weren't bad.
Like,
we had
it. Okay. How? What
yeah,
were they?
74 and I think 46, something like 74 downloads and I think 46 live, I believe it was. Somewhere around
well,
there.
I just have to believe that all those people at least are talking about it. I mean, I just can't believe 1,000 people could get a post and not at least have some sort of impact.
Yeah.
But I just, we're just planting seeds.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Yep.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Sorry for the
okay.
short.
Okay, sure. No, that's okay. I just happened to, before I rolled over for some reason, I just looked to see if there was an email that I need to really know about, and there it was. So, okay. All right. Have a good rest of the evening.
All right. You too. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
So your
well,
son doesn't have a specific MOS at this point of time?
Well, or? No. No, he's working towards boatswain's mate, which is
yeah,
not necessarily glamour. Huh?
That's more of a generic rating, though, isn't it?
Yes. Very much so. But, I mean, there are tasks to it, and there, I mean, you know. And so the good thing is, because of where he's at, it's not that big of a deal. If he were on a boat, it'd be a rough life. And
it'd be like paint chipper.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Hold on, let me get this real quick. Hold on just a second. Hello? Not really well. I know him, but I don't know him really well. Speak to him.
Well, I was just thinking maybe I will text you his telephone number if you don't have it.
Sure.
And perhaps tomorrow, because he does all the mailing stuff for our beer school. And it's pretty knowledgeable about the
Sure. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Okay, Art. Still there?
Man, you're like busy central.
I tell you. This thing is going to end here in about 20 seconds, so... I appreciate you calling me. I'll give you a ring right back. Well, now my cell phone's about dead.
That's because
you're talking. Guess I won't.
Yeah.
No, that's because I'm stupid and left it on too long.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate what you do with the Bill Haslam thing, keeping that thing up. There's some good information you're putting on there.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff I could, but I try just to post some stuff that's maybe relevant to the overall issue and then whatever
yeah.
Tennessee stuff. But.
Okay. Well, if it's not too late, I'll give you a ring back on my regular phone if it's in Michigan ready to crash.
You're a funny man.
What's the word for it again? Insomniac at 10:14 if you're getting ready to crash. That's teasing you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a ring in a minute.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.